He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It's Thursday already. It is the October 8th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson. Well, what do we wake up to today? You never know. I mean, every day brings something new. It's a crazy world we live in, but in the meantime, we're having a lot of fun here at Gunderson Capital. We're waking up to an up market here so far today on hopes of stimulus. We've got the Dow up 93 points, 88 right now, 28,397. The S&P 500 is up 17 points. That's a half a percent. It's at 3436, finally breaking through that 3400 level. And the NASDAQ is up 46 points right now. The NASDAQ's at 11,411. Over at the little guys, the small caps, they're down. No, they're up 67 tenths of 1%. Puts the Russell 2,000. 2,000 small caps at 1622. We've got crude oil kind of in rally mode here. Well, there is a big hurricane approaching. Oil does tend to move higher when that happens. Crude oil up $1.10 to 41.05. Gold having a pretty good day, up $11, 1901, back above the 1900 level. Silver's up 36 cents today to $24.26. The dollar pretty firm recently. The 10-year yield is has moved up about 10 basis points over the last couple weeks. Now it's kind of settled in at 0.77. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. In another news-packed day, we've got plenty to talk about today in the drug sector, how about the mason jar sector? Things on fire right now. The solar sector, a lot of news there. IPO sector. It's all happening right here, right now, at the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we had a stimulus swoon on Tuesday. We had a stimulus rally on Wednesday. In fact, a big stimulus rally yesterday. Before we transition into today, let's just recap a little bit what went on yesterday. Of course, we had a huge down day on Tuesday, but yesterday the Dow was up 531 points. The NASDAQ was up 210 points. Why? Well, President Trump tweeted on Tuesday that the stimulus talks were over. And then on Wednesday morning, he said, okay, I think we can get a deal. And that turned the market around on a dime. And it went up more than a dime. It went up 530 points on the Dow. Now here we are on Thursday. Stimulus talks continue. President Trump easing back a pledge for no stimulus cash before the election. Another infusion for the airline looks most likely, with the administration Democrats amenable to some kind of relief. And they're also talking about another $1,200 check to everybody and more PPP, payroll protection, but nothing certain yet. We had the jobless claims come in a little bit higher than expected, still too high. 845,000, that is still too high. You know, we cruised along for months after month with those jobless claims numbers down around 300,000. with no end in sight, and then along came COVID. Global shares higher with stimulus talks, U.S. stimulus talks in focus, Japan up 1% overnight, China still closed, India up 0.8%, Europe up about 0.4%, German exports up 2.4% in August. So a little good news there out of Europe, but the coronavirus has not left Europe by any means, nor has it left our continent. Pelosi and Mnuchin to talk airline relief today. The airlines are moving. They're in trouble. They're furloughing thousands of workers. They need new federal aid. American, Delta, Southwest, United, JetBlue, Hawaiian, Alaska, Allegiant, Spirit, SkyWest, all in trouble. Well, another company threatens to move to Texas out of a high-tax state, NASDAQ. The NASDAQ in talks to move to Texas as New Jersey mulls a transaction tax. Here's what Governor Abbott tweeted overnight. He says, quote, "I've been talking with NASDAQ Stock Exchange about moving some of their operations to Texas," end of quote. He says they want to flee higher taxes. Sources say the discussions involve a move for NASDAQ's electronic trading systems from New Jersey to Dallas, Fort Worth. Texas is not alone in trying to lure NASDAQ from the Garden State. Several other states are reportedly in talks with the exchange operator. Well, Phil Murphy has a good deal of pressure on him. His state's finances are not in good order right now, and he continues to mull a financial transaction stock. NASDAQ says, you do it, we're leaving. So there you go. You got a standoff at the OK Corral in New Jersey, with Texas entering the picture. I've talked a lot about the big IPO bubble. Oh, man, it has just been incredible. And the statistics come out today that backs up what I've been saying. The third quarter was an outstanding 3 months for IPO activity. Okay, yeah, it was outstanding. 81 IPOs raised $28 billion. Versus only 39 IPOs the same quarter last year, raising only $10 billion. So it's triple what we had a year ago. Well, look, I was around in the year 2000. I was around in 1999, 1998, when the IPO bubble was building. And then, of course, the IPO bubble burst in March of 2000. And the damage to the average retiree that was loaded up in technology stocks and anything that ended in .com lasted for years, the fallout from that. I have to continue to say and warn that their IPO bubble continues to grow. No, it hasn't burst yet. But we've always got to think back to the lessons from that we've learned from the past, because they more than likely will repeat themselves. Well, the biggest offerings have been in virtual healthcare, telehealth. We had GoodRx and Amwell. Amwell's done very well here since going public. The largest IPO over the last 90 days was Snowflake, which famously doubled in price following its offering. Well, and let's not forget, there was another 82 blank check companies going public. The IPO alternative, SPACs, S-P-A-C, little less, record-breaking 82 blank check companies raising $30 billion. You also had direct listings from Asana and Palantir. In Q4, we're looking ahead to Airbnb going public. Of course, they're not doing too well in a pandemic world. And we're also looking for DoorDash. And DoorDash is doing well in a pandemic world. So that IPO bubble, in fact, there's an ETF called IPO. It's done rather well this year. But at some point in time, there will be a reckoning with all of these IPOs, many of which, you know, don't have any earnings or any sales or anything like that. A lot of them are small biotech companies. Why is the Dow up today? Well, you've got the stimulus talk, but you've also got IBM in the news. They're trying to make news. They're trying to get into the cloud big time, make a big move there. They're spinning off one of their units. IBM, maybe with the new CEO, Arvind Krishna, says he wants to laser focus on the cloud opportunity for IBM. IBM, member of the Dow, up 7.3% today. You know, we'll see. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Our Dow up 92 right now. It's mostly IBM, however. Right now the NASDAQ is up, it was 47 here during the break. Let's see where it's at right now. It's up 38. Okay, so it's a pretty anemic day right now in the market. You take IBM out of that equation and you'd have a pretty flat market. IBM saying they're laser focused on the $1 trillion hybrid cloud opportunity. What took you so long? Well, we'll see. IBM having a good day. This is a good sign for the U.S. economy. U.S. railroads set record intermodal month in September. That's pretty good. September 2020 was the fourth best intermodal month in history for U.S. railroads. Does that mean everybody's on railroads riding the train to and fro? No, that means goods. You know, I see these container trucks or ships coming into our port. They're massive. About 3 weeks ago, we had the biggest container ship in the world. I was fishing right alongside of it. I wanted to. I didn't get out that day. I wanted to see it. It was massive. And guess what? Those cargo ships are loaded with containers. And those containers, they have these high-tech cranes that are guided by GPS to unload those containers, load them on trucks. My wife was out on the road yesterday. She said, I got this line of trucks. I said, yeah, were you down by the port? Yeah, you know what? And all those trucks, are then many of those are loaded onto railroads. Infrastructure, the infrastructure of the economy of America. But that ought to be a pretty good harbinger, a pretty good measuring stick for the strength of the current economy. September 2020, which just ended, was the fourth best intermodal month in the history of the U.S. railroads. You can also look at some of these railroad stocks. They've been doing pretty well recently. You can look at Union Pacific, UNP, hitting a new, is that an all-time high? Yeah, all-time high, 204. Here you got a railroad company worth $140 billion, UNP. And, of course, there's several other publicly traded railroad companies. They're doing pretty good right now. Most of them pay a good dividend also. Well, you got a biotech getting a lot of press these days, especially from even from the president, Regeneron, R-E-G-N. You know, the stock is pretty much dead in the water, and it has been for the last several months. Let's see where it's ranked right now in the Best Stock Now app. I know it's not one on my radar, but their antibody cocktail, which President Trump took, is currently ranked number 1,697 out of 5,409 in my proprietary ranking system. That's based on valuation and momentum. There really hasn't been much momentum, and the valuation is not all that great. But having said that, President Trump calls out its drug as key in his recovery. He says, I went in, I wasn't feeling so hot, and within a very short period of time, they gave me Regeneron and other things too. But I think this was the key, Trump says in a video. I felt good immediately. Well, Regeneron now is taking advantage of that. They want to seek FDA emergency use for COVID-19 therapy. COVID-19 therapy. And others are getting in on the act. Lilly signs a deal to supply COVID-19 antibody treatment to developing countries. This is an agreement with Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation aimed at facilitating access to future Lilly therapeutic antibodies for the treatment of COVID-19 in low- and middle-income countries. Okay, let's look at a chart of Lilly, which also, you know what, I can't say Lilly's been an outstanding stock in all of this. Lilly stock, yeah, you know, it looks about like Regeneron. Just kind of a sideways stock right now. Where is it ranked right now? In the Best Stocks Now app, which is an invaluable tool for me, it's ranked number 1,141 out of 5,409 stocks. But they also have a COVID-19 cocktail similar to, or antibody treatment similar to Regeneron. Well, now you go to the other side of the COVID street, the casualties, dine-in special this Ruby Tuesday. Well, I guess the Rolling Stones knew it. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. It is filing for bankruptcy. I got to admit, I've never eaten at a Ruby Tuesday in my entire life. Maybe that's why. Maybe there's more a lot of people like me. But they joined the list. They've got 250 restaurants. I know they got one here in Charleston. Never been to that one either. They join a list of retail companies that have filed for bankruptcy since the pandemic, which includes Tailored Brands, that's Men's Warehouse and Joseph A. Banks, Ascena Retail, Lucky Brand, weren't so lucky, JCPenney, Brooks Brothers, Sur La Table, Neiman Marcus, Tuesday Morning. Tuesday's an unlucky name. Don't name your business. Don't put Tuesday in the name. GNC, which is General Nutrition, and J. Crew, all on the chopping block. You know, I think Pier 1 should be in there, too, Pier 1 Imports. And then there's Tesla. Tesla rallies as the spotlight turns to 500,000 deliveries. That's what they're after. TSLA today is up 2.1%. The latest from CEO Elon Musk includes a warning in a Twitter post that the company faces significant production risk in Berlin as it tries out a new technology. Separately, a leaked email from Musk to employees is said to state that it would be exciting if we concede 500,000 Tesla vehicle deliveries this year. Of course, 500,000 is the stated target from before the pandemic. Well, they may hit it, 500,000, and for that reason, they're getting a new street-high target price. New Street Research analyst Pierre Farrago upgrades its shares to a buy. Here's the new target that he puts out, $578. Tesla's closing in on $500 billion in market capitalization. $405 billion. If they were to reach that number that Pierre Farrago says, they're closing in on $500 billion in market cap. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. and welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio. Well, the good news is we gathered a little steam during the break. I missed you people during our little break there. The Dow is now up 142, and the NASDAQ up about 47. I'm still saying it's quite a bit. It's heavily influenced by the move in IBM today. Okay, new street high target price, Tesla, $578. You know, it seems these days it's all that has to happen is an analyst says it's worth this much, and the stock goes to that level. So $578, Tesla's currently at $434. It's already traded 14 million shares, one of the most popular stocks of our day. Now, over on the in the electric vehicle sector, Workhorse is having a bit of an issue here today. Actually, Workhorse has now gone positive, but there was a hit piece. Workhorse was down 4.1% after Fuzzy Panda Research. Do they have a radio show? I don't know. I haven't heard. This is the Fuzzy Panda Radio Hour. They issue a negative report on Workhorse. The short-selling firm claims it has incontrovertible, that's a hard one to say, new evidence to end any speculation that Workhorse will be awarded any share of the highly discussed U.S. Postal Service NGDV contract. Well, they say that they're not going to get it. They know it, and therefore you should sell the stock or short it. So far, they're wrong. Workhorse is up 2.6%. It was down 9%, though, during the night. You know, these short sellers, they're a breed of their own. You've got Citron Research out there. Andrew left. You've got Hindenburg, the one that exposed. Whether it's true or not, we don't know yet. But they did bring a lot of the funny business that they thought was happening over at Nikola. And, of course, since then, the Nikola CEO has resigned. People have come forward with allegations. So I don't know what becomes of that story. In the meantime, GM's sticking with them. So the shirt sellers, obviously, they've got their own interests to look after. The stock goes down, they make money. Lowe's prices a $4 billion notes offering. The reason I bring this to your attention is to just give you an update on the current state of the bond market. It's not good if you're looking for yield. You can go out 7 years. You can own. You can loan money to Lowe's for the next 7 years and earn 1.3% on your money. Now, if you want to loan them money for the next 30 years, they'll pay you 3% per year. And, of course, that interest income is taxable unless it's coming in your IRA. Now, we pretty much, our bar right now, we won't look at anything under 3.5%, and the bonds that we're buying in our Best Bonds Now fund, they have to also come from our Best Stocks Now list, so that really narrows the universe. Number one, the bond has to be from our Best Stocks list, and number two, it's got to have a minimum yield of 3.5%. We have had a couple show up here recently, however, and we've got a couple that we have to replace. We have one bond that is being redeemed, meaning we'll be cashed out. We made a nice about 10% total profit on that one. That's not bad. And we've got another one that's involved in a merger that will eventually have to be replaced. But we won't be replacing it with Lowe's. Lowe's is a Best Stock Now, by the way. But 1.3% on an 8-year, you know, that's not very good. That's just the current state of interest rate in the bond market out there. Costco. Well, you know, from where I sit, it was a real wake-up call. COVID was a real wake-up call. I think we all looked at our pantries, our refrigerators, our freezers, our supplies, and found that we were seriously wanting and seriously lacking in many areas. And I think since that time, I think people are building reserves, which is a very smart thing to do. You should pick a place in your home somewhere, under your bed, I don't care, to have, you know, the staples of life. That's just smart, okay? But that move is definitely in full force across America, and it shows up in several ways, okay? One is Costco. Well, Costco sells bulk, you know. You can't buy one can of tuna at Costco. I got to buy 27 cans of tuna that are all taped together. You know, I can't buy one jar of Famous Dave's spicy pickles, which I love. No, I've got to buy two jars. Okay, so, but if you're going to stock up, Costco is a great place to go. Americans are stocking up. How do I know? Costco dazzles again with a 17% comp in the U.S. for September. And because of that, Costco is earning a higher target price. My problem with Costco is the valuation. The momentum is there. Not really. It's got a 76 relative strength. But the valuation is so extreme on Costco, I just can't bring myself to buy the stock at this level. Okay, now where else is this hoarding showing up? There's a shortage of mason jars. Well, I'm a canner. I'm a pickler. I'm a gardener. This year I canned jar after jar of bread and butter pickles, which I love. I have a great recipe. Mustard seeds, a little garlic. You've got peppercorn seeds. You've got sugar. Oh, man, they're good. But you know what? You go to Walmart right now and look for jars, canning jars. I also made a lot of homemade salsa this year from my tomatoes and my peppers and my onions. Ball Corp, up 2.8% pre-market. Shares hitting a new all-time high. Did you know that? Ball Corp. And you've got Bank of Montreal, BMO, upgrading the shares to outperform. Ball's Investor Day showcased the company's strongest fundamental backdrop in memory. Well, not only does Ball make the jars for canning, but they also make cans. Cans. There's a boom in beverage cans. Leading Baird, there's two stories out on Ball Corp today. They are raising their street-high price target for Ball after yesterday's bullish investor day. It's unquestionable that Ball and a few select peers are unquestionably benefiting from a growth inflection rarity in the packaging industry. Isn't that something? Well, here's look at a chart of Ball, BLL, hitting a new all-time high. Look at it breaking out today to a new all-time high. Their most recent quarter, you know, they've been growing about 24% over the last three quarters per quarter. Over the longer haul, they grow about 10% per year, but they are seeing a spike as people stock up and are canning their gardens at the harvest. I also made peppercinis. You know what? That's a neat little plant to grow. It's a beautiful plant. I bought pepperoncini seeds. You know, the kind that are in a nice antipasto. That thing was loaded with peppers this year. I'm still getting them. I'm still canning the remains, little jars. But I can several jars from one plant. They're delicious on top of your salad. Okay, the solar industry. Holy cow. We've got a new article out today. on our favorite solar stock. We are doing very well with this position. You can go to SeekingAlpha.com, SeekingAlpha.com, brand new article. We try to get one out per week. We've done a pretty good job, thanks to Barry's help. And Gunderson selections and whatnot, and we've got a brand new article. You can look at it on SeekingAlpha.com, our favorite solar stock. I want to talk a little bit about the solar sector when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. Final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And NASDAQ up 50. I'm not seeing a whole lot there, though, moving one way or another. It'll be interesting to dig in underneath the surface of the market here in about 10 minutes. That's my favorite part of the day, the next several hours. I'll be looking at all my B-plus or better ranked stocks today. There's quite a few, actually. We're up to 789 B-plus or better. And on the A-plus or better momentum, 470. Oh, it's going to no lunch break today. It's going to be a long day at Gunderson Capital. I want to talk a little bit about this the solar industry, which is just, I have never seen a hotter sector recently as the solar sector, okay? And The headline of one of the articles today that I'm going to quote here, the solar ETF TAN, it's T-A-N, that is the solar sector, surges with blue wave prospects while sporting compelling valuations. Well, I've been saying that too. I mean, what is the market telling us here? Obviously, those that think there's going to be a blue wave, which would be Biden winning, Democrats winning the Senate, Democrats maintaining the House. Of course, a big part of the agenda is renewable energy. Well, it's already been a blockbuster year for TAN. The ETF is up 84%. As of August 31st, okay? But get this, it surged another 45% over the last month as Wall Street grows more bullish on the prospects of a decisive Democratic victory and as markets price in a potential big push towards renewable energy. The TAN ETF gained 33% in the last 10 trading days. Well, it goes on to say that despite the big gains, the valuation of the ETF remains reasonable with a forward multiple of 28. Well, I would say this. You've got to be a stock picker in that sector, just like you do in any other sector. There's a lot of really, really expensive stocks in that sector right now. And there's still some very, very cheap stocks. In fact, I have the one we wrote about today. It's been going up just exponentially recently. And I will tell you, over the last couple of weeks, almost on a daily basis, I say, look, we already own this stock in our emerging growth portfolio. But based on our valuation, it's not too late to get in. That's been, as it's gone up every single day for the last 2 weeks. I've repeated that and sent out that same message to folks. Well, there's several players. You've got SolarEdge, which has been on fire, SEDG, that's out of Israel. You've got Enphase Energy, which is ENPH. And then you've got the energy distributors like Sunrun, which is Run. You've got players in China like JNKO Solar, JKS. That thing's been almost straight up recently. You've got Canadian Solar, CSIQ. You've got Daco New Energy out of China, DQ. Enphase and Sedge have the strongest revenue growth of the ETF holdings, with annual revenue growth of 78% and 45% respectively. But here's the rub. The two also have the highest valuations of the top five holdings in TAN. Their forward P.E. ratios are 83 and 70 respectively. The two stocks that we own in that sector are trading at much lower multiples than that. And if that's not enough, let's say you're not a bull on the solar sector. Well, you can go outside and include the wind stocks, the thermo energy stocks, and other forms of renewable energy. There's also an ETF called ICLN. That's the clean energy ETF. And there you're going to find other stocks outside of the solar industry, like Next Era Energy, Azure Power Global. I've been watching that one. That's out of India. Sunova, N-O-V-A, Brookfield Renewable Partners, B-E-P. That's a big dividend payer, but I believe it's a partnership that you have to file an extra tax form. I don't like doing that, okay? There's also Ormat. I've actually owned Ormat in the past. They're geothermal energy. And, of course, some of the wind stocks, the biggest one being VWDRY, VWDRY, which is Vestas Wind Systems. They're a Danish developer of wind technology. That's now a $35 billion company. Europe has gone to wind energy in a big way. And I'm also looking at a new company in that industry. I just added it to my app today. Maybe I'll talk about it in future shows. I had never heard of it before, but it's a very sizable wind energy company out of Denmark. And that one also looks very good, showing up on my app as momentum. You know, that's the beauty of the Best Stocks Now app. It points me in the right direction, no matter what way the wind blows, and it points me to the areas of the market where the sun is shining. Well, this is one of the areas right now that's red hot. All right, we have a range of portfolios from the most mild to, probably Szechuan spicy, I guess you get into the emerging growth. We have five different portfolios that you can mix or match. They're meticulously managed by myself and my team. If you'd like to talk to us about a plan for growth, for protection, for diversification, give us a call at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Check out our website, our newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.